Dark Mix Translation on Small Speakers for Jungle Rollers, Beginner Ableton Live Lesson. Alright, let's get into one of the most important skills in drum and bass mixing, making a dark, weighty jungle roller still slap on tiny speakers. I'm talking phone speakers, laptop speakers, cheap Bluetooth boxes, the places where your sub basically vanishes. Here's the mindset for today. On small speakers, your track lives and dies in the mid-range. If your mix only feels good when the sub is doing all the work, the groove will disappear the moment someone plays it off their phone. So we're going to keep the vibe dark and heavy, but we'll build in the stuff that translates: audible bass rhythm, snare leadership, and break clarity at low volume. By the end, you'll have three big wins: a simple small speaker chick you can toggle on and off at any time, a bass setup with a clean sound plus a harmonics layer that you can actually hear on tiny speakers, and a drum balance where the snare and breaks still drive the groove even when the low end is gone. Let's start. Step 0. Set up your session like a D&B producer. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 174. If you want a classic roller lane, pick 170 BPM. Drop a few arrangement markers so you're not building a loop forever. A simple structure is: intro, drop, breakdown, second drop. Keep it basic for now. Then group your channels. Make a drums group, a bass group, a music or Atmos group, and an FX or VOX group. This is going to make mixing and translation fixes way faster. Now a small but powerful habit: put a utility at the end of each group. Why? Because later, you'll do quick gain trims, quick mono checks, and quick tests without rebalancing your whole session. Good, now we build the secret weapon. Step 1. The small speaker check monitoring chain. This is not an effect you print. This is a monitoring mode you flip on when you want the truth. The point is to simulate what small speakers do to your music. They remove bass, they collapse to mono, and they exaggerate the mid-range in an unpleasant way. Go to your master channel and add an audio effect rack. Create two chains. Name one normal. Name the other small speaker. On the normal chain, leave it empty. That's just your regular listening. On the small speaker chain, add three Ableton stock devices. First, EQ8. Put a high-pass filter at around 150 Hz, steep, like 24 dB per octave. This is the your sub is gone reality check. Then add a gentle bell boost in the intelligibility zone, around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. Try plus 2 to plus 4 dB, not a crazy spike. This helps you hear what your groove is doing when the low end isn't there. Optional, if you want to mimic dull little speakers, pull a tiny bit of top and down with a shelf above 10 kHz. Just 1 or 2 dB. Second, add utility. Turn mono on. Most small playback is effectively mono, or close enough that stereo tricks won't survive. Now match the volume of this chain to your normal chain. This is huge. If the small speaker chain is louder, you'll think it's better. So level match it. Third, add saturator. Put it in soft clip mode and drive it maybe 2 to 5 dB. Then trim the output to keep the volume consistent. This is simulating the gritty, squeezed character of small playback, and it also reveals whether your midrange gets harsh. Now map the chain selector to a macro so you can flip between normal and small speaker quickly. Here's what you're listening for when small speaker mode is on. Can you still follow the bass line rhythm, like the notes and the movement, not the sub weight? Does the snare still feel like it's conducting the groove? Do the break transients stay present, or do they vanish into mush? And is it midrange dense without being painfully harsh? Cool. Next, we lock the drum foundation. Step 2. Drums that translate. Kick, snare, and breaks. In jungle rollers, the drums are your anchor on small speakers. The snare especially. If the snare isn't speaking clearly, the whole track feels lost. Let's hit the kick first. On the kick track, at EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If it's muddy, dip a little around 200 to 300 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. And if the kick needs to show up on small speakers, add a touch around 2 to 4 kHz for the beater or knock. Then add saturator, soft clip on, drive just 1 to 3 dB. We are not destroying it, we're giving it some density. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is gentle control. Teacher note, on small speakers, you are not hearing the kick sub, you're hearing the knock and the upper shape. So if the kick disappears on phone, don't immediately boost 50 Hz. That won't help. You need the upper information. Now the snare. This is the lighthouse. The snare tells your listener where they are in the groove. On the snare, at EQ8, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. If you need body, and a small boost around 180 to 220 HC. Then add crack around 3 to 5 KHE, plus 2 to 4 dB if needed. Then add drum bus, a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Boom very carefully, also low, because it can go boxy fast. Optional, add a short dark reverb. Decay around half a second. Low cut the reverb around 250 to 400 HC so it doesn't cloud the mix. High cut around 6 to 9 KHC so it stays dark. Keep it subtle, like 5 to 12% wet. You want a little room and glue, not a big bright tail. Now breaks. For an amen or think style break, you want presence without turning the whole track into fizzy treble. On the break loop, EQ 8 first. High pass around 80 to 120 HC so it doesn't fight kick and sub. Dip the mud zone around 250 to 450 HC. Then add a little presence in the 2 to 6 KHC region. If it gets too fizzy, gently pull down a shelf above 9 to 12 KHC. Then drum bus. Add drive and, importantly, push transients up. Something like plus 5 to plus 20 on transients can make the break read on tiny speakers without having to boost a bunch of top end. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Optional. Auto filter with a low pass around 8 to 14 KHC and a very subtle LFO amount. This is a classic way to keep a dark roller moving without brightening the whole mix. Now, a quick balance reality check. Flip to small speaker mode. If your bass disappears but your snare and brake still drive the groove, you're on the right track. If your drum groove collapses without bass, the drums need more mid-range leadership and transient clarity. All right, now the big one. Step 3. Bass that stays dark but is audible anywhere. A dark roller bass usually has two jobs. The sub gives you the physical weight on real systems. The mid layer gives you the bassline readability everywhere else. So we're going to split the bass into two tracks. Beginner friendly, super effective. Duplicate your bass and name them Bass SUB and Bass MID. On bass sub, EQ 8 low pass around 90 to 120 HC. Try to keep it steep so you're mostly keeping true low end. Then utility, mono on. Optional compressor for gentle control, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Keep the sub clean, no chorus, no widening, no heavy distortion. The sub's job is stability. On bass mid, EQ 8 with a high pass around 90 to 120 HC. Now shape the important area where small speakers can actually reproduce sound. Roughly 200 HZ up to about 1.5 KHZ. Add saturator, soft clip-on, drive more aggressively, like 4 to 10 dB, and trim output. Then add amp or overdrive. Pick a bass-leaning or cleanish preset, and keep it controlled. Mid-bass can get spiky very fast, and spikes are what make a dark mix suddenly feel harsh on small speakers. Then add multiband dynamics gently, mainly to tame mids if they jump out. Don't squash it into a flat line. Then utility at the end. If the mid layer feels weirdly wide or facey, reduce width to around 70 to 100%. Remember, small speakers and mono playback reward solid center information. Now do the key test. Flip to small speaker mode. Mute the SUB track. Can you still follow the bassline pattern? If you can't, don't boost sub. Add harmonics. Either drive the saturator more, adjust the amp, or raise the MID fader slightly. The goal is audible rhythm, not just extra noise. Extra coach trick, do a quick phase check on the MID bass. Put utility on the MID bass and toggle phase invert left or right, one at a time, while listening in mono. Choose the setting that sounds more stable and punchy around 120 to 250 HC. You're not chasing louder, you're chasing more solid. Now we clean up the biggest enemy of dark mixes. Step 4. Control the darkness. Avoid low mid mud. Dark doesn't mean you delete the highs. Dark means you manage density and keep clarity. The number one mud zone in rollers is usually 200 to 400 HC stacking across everything. Bass harmonics, brake body, pads, atmos, reverb. That's when small speakers sound like there's a blanket over them. Do a quick mud audit. Put spectrum on your drums group and your bass group so you can visually sanity check buildup. Then on your music or atmos group, temporarily add an EQ 8 and sweep around 200 to 500 HC. If you find a buildup that's masking snare crack or bass harmonics, cut gently. 2 to 4 dB is often enough. If you want a more subtle solution that keeps the vibe, use multiband dynamics lightly on the music group, compressing only the low band up to around 300 or 400 HC by a dB or two when it gets loud. That way the drop doesn't suddenly turn to cardboard. Next up, sidechain. not just for pump, for translation. Step 5. Sidechain for groove and clarity. Put a compressor on bass SUB and slash or bass MID. Turn on sidechain and pick the kick as input. Use ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Now in small speaker mode, the kick should poke through more consistently. This matters, because on tiny speakers, if the kick isn't clearly punching, the whole roller loses momentum. Advanced microgroove idea, you can sidechain the break slightly to the snare. Just 1 to 2 dB. Tiny attack. Medium release. This makes the snare speak without you turning the snare up and making the mix feel bright. It's like making space rather than adding volume. Now let's talk perceived loudness, because small speakers expose bad loudness decisions fast. Step 6. Make it feel loud on small speakers without crushing it. Instead of slamming a limiter early, build loudness by controlling peaks, creating mid-range density in the right places, and keeping transients readable. If you want a safe beginner-master chain, keep it simple. A gentle EQ8 for tiny corrections only. Glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 ms, release auto 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Limiter with ceiling at minus 1 dB. And don't chase huge loudness yet. If you smash the limiter, small speakers will sound flat and crunchy in the wrong way, and your groove will lose bounce. Now, 3 translation checks that will instantly level up your mixing decisions. First, whisper level. Turn your volume down until you can talk over the track easily. If the groove still reads, you're building the right mid-range foundation. If it only works loud, your mids are probably too shy, or your transients too soft. Second, mid-range solo check. On your master monitoring rack, temporarily add another EQ mode where you high-pass around 180 to 250 Hz and low-pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Listen for 20 seconds. You should clearly hear snare cadence, break ghost notes, and the bass pattern. If the bass rhythm disappears here, you're relying too much on sub. Third, the 1 knob bass calibration test. Put utility on your bass group and map gain to a macro. Sweep the whole bass group down by 6 dB for a moment. If the whole track collapses, you need more non-bass anchors, snare crack, break presence, maybe a tiny noise layer, maybe a short room. This audio version is shortened for playback.